Catholic bishops vote next week in Washington on a policy concerning priests who sexually abuse children. The latest draft includes revisions by the Vatican. Survivors of abuse say the revisions will make it harder for the bishops to fight abuse. Commentator Hugh Burns, a Catholic priest, says many bishops share the blame for the abuse problem in the first place.
Since January, the Catholic Church has looked more and more like another sleazy reality TV program. Think of Bishop John McCormick of Manchester, New Hampshire, declaring over the shouts of an irate congregation, "I'm not lying." They were calling for his resignation for sending a known predator priest to their parish. Forgive me if I hear echoes of Richard Nixon's "I'm not a crook" speech. Like many of my fellow Catholics, I'm embarrassed, appalled, and angry. Mostly I'm sad. Bishops who covered for the likes of sex abusers John Gagan and Paul Shanley and so many others are still in place. Groups of clergy and laity calling for reform, such as Voice of the Faithful, are meeting reprisals from their bishops, even those whose handling of pedophiles has been questionable. Many other Catholics have just walked away, along with their wallets. The Vatican nixed the guidelines for child protection that the American bishops drew up in Dallas. It wants to narrow the definition of sexual abuse, maintain a statute of limitations, and undo the proposed penalty for dismissal in all cases. It also seems that Rome does not like independent lay boards overseeing bishops and prying into clerics' closets. That's too secular, too worldly, too American. But we have all seen painfully that the church's top-heavy, snail-paced, and secretive structure just can't police itself to meet contemporary standards. Sadly, both Roman officials and American hierarchy continue to miss the fundamental issue. There should be zero tolerance of bishops who reassigned known criminal child abusers to unsuspecting parishes. Like it or not, our American system, with its checks and balances, legislative hearings, aggressive prosecutors, and watchful press, offers Catholics a model for handling high and mighty offenders. Americans didn't leave Ken Lay in place to fix Enron, and Cardinal Law and others shouldn't be allowed to clean up their own messes either. There must be outside lay oversight of sexual abuse cases. Otherwise, bishops will never recover the trust of their people, not to mention that of numerous district attorneys. American Catholic bishops have a proud history of bringing the wisdom of faith to bear on the issues of the day. From Archbishop John Carroll's embrace of American democracy when our nation was founded, to Cardinal James Gibbons' defense of rights of workers, to more recent pastoral letters on racism and nuclear weapons. In our own critical times, as Catholics desperately look for moral guidance, trust in the church hierarchy is in tatters. Right now, no one wants to hear what the bishops have to say about anything. Not about war with Iraq, not about the economy or corporate scandals, and especially not about sexual ethics.
The comments of Hugh Burns, a Dominican priest who preaches at Catholic churches across the country. He lives in Jersey City, New Jersey.